The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
El Duncan, Pablo Torre, Israel Gutierrez, Mina Kimes, healthy new year. NFL playoff scenario, if Indianapolis loses to Jacksonville and if Pittsburgh beats Baltimore, then the Sunday night game, Chargers-Raiders, could tie and both would get in. Crisis of conscience, would you kneel it out and tie?
Yes.
Let's go.
Do it.
You heard of the victory formation, you have to go into the tie formation. You just
but
kneel the entire
fans?
Game.
The team.
Just tie, baby. Tampa Bay Buccaneers making it official today, terminating the contract of Antonio Brown. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this story. I'll just catch you up real quick. Actually, I won't. You know this story. We do have explanations from the principals here. Antonio Brown, about 1,000 words, unequivocal. He was hurt and in pain. The team knew it. They had missed games over it. Bruce Arians knew it because they had texted about it earlier in the week. Brown has posted those texts very conveniently for all of us. And he said Arians ordered him off the field, did a throat slash while doing it, and that's what happened here. Bruce Arians has now come forward as well today, post-practice, and this was his thoughts on the situation.
At no point in time during that game did he ever ask the trainer or doctor about his ankle. He never went through, that's the normal protocol. I then went back, approached him about what was going on. I ain't playing. What's going on? I ain't getting the ball. That's when I said, you're done. Get the F out of here.
Pablo Astori, where are you today on this?
Tony, we're playing Antonio Brown bingo. Essentially, right? It's not a real Antonio Brown news cycle until you get the screenshots. And now we have screenshots. Okay. Now we have financial disputes being alleged. Now we have people wondering about his logic when logic has never been the story here, right? We are trying to suss out the mind of a guy, which we really should give up on trying to figure out at this point, to be honest with you. Because Bruce Arians is telling us his side of the story, and in general, I would say a football coach is not the person that I would believe when it comes to determining how injured one of his players may be in the midst of a playoff hunt. But Antonio Brown is the least credible person on the matter of Antonio Brown. Like, I don't know how many fake vax cards or whatever else we need to get to officially recognize that, but I just feel like I'm in a washing machine full of the same stories over and over
again. So you don't need explanations, you don't need updates, you just move on. We'll move on. El Duncan, anything change for you today?
No, because, yeah, I'd like to give the benefit of the doubt, and that's fine, but Pablo's right. We have seen this story before. In fact, we saw this exact same story with Antonio Brown just a few years ago. Remember back in 2018 when he left practice or threw a ball at Ben Roethlisberger then to refuse to come back to practice and was deactivated for their final game of the season? By the way, a must-win game for them to make the playoffs. And then a couple of months later, he went on LeBron's show, and what did he say? He said, I was at practice and I was hurt. And Coach Tomlin looked at me and said, what's going on? And if you're hurt, then why don't you just leave? And I looked at him and I said, how could you do this to me? I give my life and put my life on the line for you, and this is how you treat me? And then he went on to talk about how he's disrespected and about how they keep twisting the narrative in the media. Doesn't that sound exactly like what we just heard yesterday in his 1,000-word essay? That sounds like an excuse instead of what we've been waiting for from him, which is some level of contrition. Bad things don't just keep happening to you, Antonio Brown. You're not a victim here.
Of course, both things could be true. Mina Kimes, I turn to you now. Brown is going to have surgery on his ankle. I mean, the pain, doctors are saying, would, of course, be excruciating in that case. So how do you consider it all?
Well, I think Antonio Brown's clearly messy history when it comes to both the truth and his relationships with football teams. It does influence how we look at this. If this was another story, player who didn't have that history, I think we would be very skeptical considering some of the statements coming from the team, as Pablo said, who obviously have an incentive for Brown to play. The dispute here is over what happened in the game, right? Because Brown's evidence, the text messages, show that Arians knew he was injured before, which we kind of knew, although Arians was actually kind of murky on it when he was initially asked. It only clarified this time that it was about what he knew, what his staff knew during the game. Frankly, it's a he said situation. There's not a lot of clarity on it, and I don't think we'll ever have clarity on exactly what was said between Antonio Brown and his coaches or what wasn't said. The only thing we have clarity on is this is all incredibly predictable. The Bucs made a calculated gamble. It paid off last year. Now they're paying the price.
Just to put the exact point on it, Mina, Antonio Brown missed games because of this ankle injury. So the Buccaneers knew he was dealing with it. Israel Gutierrez, I'll bring you in here.
Yeah, this is very much the he said situation, but who's more credible in this? No, Bruce Arians is not perfect. In fact, if you want to talk about overreactions, for him to say in the moment, if he indeed did say that, and he said he did, right? He said, get the F out of here, and Antonio Brown said, you're done. If he said those things to a person like Antonio Brown, who you could trigger easily with, you know, statements like that, then you probably went a step too far. If it was another player, however, you probably still don't get the same reaction from Antonio Brown, right? He probably still don't have a guy storming off. And that's where I say in this whole thing, you lose credibility when you can't just calmly respond to that and then say it after the game, hey, how am I supposed to be a part of this organization if they're telling me I have to play with an injured ankle? Instead, it took a day plus, it took this long statement, and now Bruce Arians says his side, and it just sounds more believable. It sounds more Antonio Brown, and so that's how you're just basing it. Okay. It's just going on based on history, and right now, Arians seems
any lingering effects for Tampa? Mina, they're running out of weapons on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, this is a massive loss for them from a football perspective. Obviously, with Godwin out, the receivers that they do have outside of Mike Evans are more downfield threats. Tom Brady likes to work underneath. But again, I go back to the calculated bet. You knew you were risking this, Tampa, when you signed Antonio Brown, when you brought him back after the fake vax card. This situation was always on the table, and it blew up in
the
faces.
There is one other part of it I just want to briefly address here, and Brown brought it up, that he thought the team mischaracterized what happened the last week under the banner of mental health, right? And that's something I think we need as reporters, that needs to inform us as well, because there's sensitivity whenever you bring up mental health, and I'm glad we are aware of it. The fact is, unless the principal party involved addresses it, and that may be impossible for that person, or that may be something they're incapable of doing, you have to leave it there. It's also what made Naomi Osaka and Simone Biles and what they did in the last year so important. You want to address that, Elle? Please.
Yeah, I thank you, Tony. I just want to say, there's so many people diagnosing Antonio Brown on social media right now because we cannot fathom that someone could be so self-destructive and could exhibit these kind of self-destructive behaviors if not for some kind of mental health issue. But the facts are the facts. He is saying it's not mental health. His lawyers are saying it's not mental health. He won't admit to any of those things. So we can only judge it based on the facts, and the facts are bad stuff just follows him everywhere he goes.
So don't use it as a catch-all, but be informed and have the sensitivity when using it. Thanks for your thoughts on that. We'll move on. Oh, another story that's got drama. Baker Mayfield. This story from Mary Kay Cabot today, Cleveland Plain Dealer. If Mayfield, quote, doesn't get assurances that things will change next season, the quarterback will consider asking to be traded. So that's the report. That is something. Here's Mayfield's response. Clickbait. You and many other Cleveland local media continue to be drama-stirring reporters with no sources or facts. Don't put words in my mouth so you can put food on your table. I'm not your puppet. That is something. Nina Kimes, what do we have here?
Well, we have a lot of smoke. We also had, by the way, another former Browns quarterback, Brandon Whedon, co-signing what Baker Mayfield said. Just need Colt McCoy to come in and maybe the whole game. Look, clearly this season has been an incredible disappointment.
Like 35
and when you have seasons like this that are disappointing, this is what you get. You get anonymous sources saying that somebody wants out, somebody's dissatisfied, and then you get refutation of those sources, and then it all leads to some sort of action in the offseason. I am inclined to think that there is dissatisfaction. There's been breadcrumbs about it all year, and if it's about the play calling, I think that's ridiculous, frankly. Like, I give Baker Mayfield a lot of lenience this season for his performance because of his injury, but the play calling was not the problem. The article talks about, you know, him or purportedly wanting more bootlegs. The last time we saw him boot left, he ignored an open receiver and threw one of the worst picks I've seen all season. So, again, Mayfield disputes this, and we got to acknowledge that. But if that's the case, it's ridiculous.
Does he deserve assurances, Mina Kimes?
Well, assurance that the play calling is going to change?
No, I mean, but what the report says, unless he gets assurances about the team going forward, he's going to be asked to be traded. Does he deserve assurances?
No. I mean, again, it kind of comes down to what does that assurance mean? Is it an extension? No. Is it play calling? No. He deserves a second chance because he was injured. I've said that to compete for the quarterback position, but that's about
Israel,
it.
Israel, what do you believe here?
Well, I've read the story, and my first thought is his response was a little over the top because I read it thinking, okay, that seems like a reasonable response from a quarterback who probably thinks he's better than the season that he's had because of the shoulder injury and because of last year and, frankly, his rookie season. So if I'm going to get beat up over here, if I'm going to be put in a situation where I'm not succeeding or excelling, then maybe I should go ahead and go somewhere else given this critical year and this contract that's, you know, up after the following year. So I was a little surprised by that because, again, you read the quotes that he was quoted as saying about being critical of playmaking throughout the year a couple of times. Again, something that people would agree with if they just watch what that offense was all year and say, hey, maybe these three tight ends doesn't really work for Baker Mayfield. So I'm a little surprised. And the only words that were really put in his mouth there were, hey, I want to be traded if assurances aren't made. Okay, take that part out. The rest of it can still be true, and it paints a picture of a quarterback in an organization who aren't really on
the same page. Can you just conveniently take that part out?
I mean, can I just say, Tony, this all feels like Baker Mayfield putting a lot of dressing on a nothing burger because he called it clickbait to begin with. This was not the headline of the story. This whole thing was a sentence like halfway through a piece, and it's full of conditional hypotheticals, right? If he is not given assurances that things will change, he will consider asking for a trade, right? This all feels like, I'm with Izzy on that, like this all feels like something I wouldn't be surprised that he would say, but now it feels like, okay, if this came from somewhere, who benefits from this being out in the news? And well, maybe it's people who want people to think that Baker also wants out if they were trying to.
All right, you're a conspiracy theorist there, and you.
Just a little.
Yeah, and you trade in the Streisand effect, I believe is what that's called. Yes. When you draw attention to something that you didn't want to draw attention to, and then you. Okay, L. Duncan, I'll bring you in here.
Yeah, I love that Mina says, like, the animus, right? Like, it's been, like, breadcrumbs throughout the season. It's gone from breadcrumbs to full-blown loaves of bread now because, like, the gloves feel off. Like, it feels like Stefanski and Baker Mayfield are sort of working out their issues from the pulpit of their press conferences. That was not more glaring than when we heard from the offensive coordinator, Alex Van Pelt, really basically say he felt like the injury handcuffed Baker, and he was looking forward to seeing Baker play next year when he felt like he'd be able to play better. And then Stefanski stood up there and was like, no, that's not an excuse. I don't care if he's hurt. That is not an excuse for his terrible play. Yeah. This feels a little bit like a me or him, and to steal from my grandmother, the unmitigated gall for Baker Mayfield after what we saw this season to demand anything is an approach.
What it sounds like is a team that was a play away from beating Kansas City in the playoffs last year and had a huge step back because of injuries, because of COVID, because of a lot of things. L. Duncan, use the banned word in the middle of that first discussion during it. So I wasn't going to bring it up, but I mean, the Muse don't sleep. Taking a break here. Kyrie Irving has made his return for the Nets. Are the Nets the lock it down one seed now with the best road advantage in sports? And by herself.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Kyrie Irving returned to the Nets last night, first game in 7 months. 32 minutes, 22 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, 3 steals. He helped the team come back from 19 down to win in Indiana. Israel Gutierrez, what are you buying as a takeaway?
Well, I thought this was Mina Kimes' account. You're starting with me. Okay. What the takeaway is they're going to look great on the road. And that's as far as you can go with this assessment right now, because the fact that they are favorites to win it all now with Kyrie back implies that he's going to be back for home games, you would assume, because if they are a top four seed, they will have more home games than road games. So it's just very confusing. It's hard to assess them, but this version of Kyrie Irving will bring them to a championship if he can play.
Mina, are they now the one seed in the East with Kyrie halftime?
Yeah, the one seed. Beyond that, as Izzy said, it's really hard to speculate because he gives them a boost. We could talk about how they were plus 46 with him, but it's a conditional boost, and that's the pickle. The one thing I will say is hopefully his presence allows them to reduce Kevin Durant's minutes a little, because he's been playing a lot of basketball, including over 40 minutes last night, and that could be a problem down there.
L. Duncan.
Yeah, he and James Harden actually are both top five in minutes played, right? If I'm noted super fan Mina Kimes, if I'm any Nets super fan, if I'm the Nets organization, after what I saw last night, I'm furious, frankly. I'm pissed because, of course, Kyrie Irving helps that team, and the spacing was beautiful. And looking at the end of that game and DeAndre Bembry, and the only reason he was available to have that open layup is because the big three were on that court. And to know that you're only going to get that on the road is infuriating and bizarre.
We have a super fan on the panel, and we have an guest on the panel as well. There you go, Pablo.
Thank you. My first person perspective, having watched the Nets at Barclays, where Kyrie Irving cannot play, leads me to believe not only do they need him, but it's deeply, no, Tony, it's deeply embarrassing, not just for me being end guest, but for him. Like, this is a team that actually needs him. Lance Stephenson, guys, did you notice how he scored like 20 points in 5.5 minutes? Did you notice how the Nets almost lost this game? This is not a hypothetical. This is a real need for a team that is not as good as they should be.
I love that Mina said we can talk about the net rating of plus 46 and then didn't talk about it. The net rating was plus 46. Wow. We move on. Buy or sell to a tremendous team going to play their game. They never back down. They've come to play their best game. I don't really think about the past stuff. This is just some of the things Alabama players are saying about Georgia in advance of this national title matchup. No bulletin board material to be found. Pablo, what are you buying? What are you selling?
I buy this is more than just gamesmanship, Tony. Las Vegas agrees with Alabama. Georgia's a 2.5-point favorite in this game. ESPN's Giant Stats and Info Department agrees with that. They're favor Georgia is, so this is not just cute sayings to avoid bulletin boards. This might be actual fear.
Israel Gutierrez.
Yeah, I think this is even an Alabama team that looked at that game against Michigan and said, that looked like a different team than the one that played us. Like, it's quite possible that Georgia just had its worst game of the season against Alabama, and playing again in a short period of time, that they can look a lot more like themselves. So Alabama's got to keep the fire pretty
low. Nina, no bulletin board material here. Do you read anything into that?
I think Georgia superfan L. Duncan would agree that Alabama's offensive line had the game of their lives the last time these teams played. Uh-oh. So, yes, they are taking them seriously. I also think this is a Nick Saban coach team. We expect them to be out here talking trash. Come on, it's Alabama. This is what they do.
And L. Duncan.
Yeah, them being the underdogs in the SEC Championship was the delicious rat poison, he said, that motivated that offensive line to play so well. I don't care what Alabama's saying. I care what Georgia is not saying. I'm supposed to be the defeatist. And when I hear from Stetson Bennett and N'Kobe Dean, who are saying things like, we're just happy to be here, I am so devastated, because we need a Jock Peterson. We need someone on that team to acknowledge the elephant in the room and go, but guess what, guys? This year, we are those MFers. Will someone please stand up and not sound so losery?
How much getting very nervous. Kirby Smart, 0-4, Saban, L.
How much do I put it? I put a lot into that. What do you mean? Yeah, he's 0-4 against them. And yes, the odds would tell you that at some point,
that a broke clock is right twice a day, but God, who knows when that's going to be? I have no, no qualms about us winning.
I'm nervous.
The fear.
I'm scared.
Well, you're going, right? You're going to be there. Are we sending you there at ESPN? I think we're sending you there, or are you going there as a fit?
No, I'm going on my own like a dummy. I'm spending my own hard-earned money like a big, fat dummy.
Kimes Duncan, showdown next. Can we send her, please?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, here it is. Best story in the show. NFL playoff scenario. If Indianapolis loses to Jacksonville and if Pittsburgh beats Baltimore, Sunday night Chargers Raiders has a specific outcome that would make everything bananas. Both teams can advance to the playoffs if they tie. All right? If one beats the other, one would go home. But if they tie, both teams would advance to the playoffs if those previous outcomes, Jaguars winning and Steelers winning, happened. So the question was posed to Brandon Staley by the great Rich Eisen. Here is Staley, Chargers coach, on Eisen's show.
I think we all respect the game and the NFL shield and the integrity of this game far too much to be complicit in something like that. This game matters too much to too many people.
He invoked the shield, but Mita, would you be in favor of both teams working for a tie here? Can we wish this into existence?
I would do it because not only, you know, is it easier path, you reduce the chance of injury. However, that said, I understand why he's not doing it because the blowback would be insane, especially if they went into the playoffs and lost, by the way.
No.
I can't believe that someone actually asked him this. I thought this was supposed to be like a fun button that I say at the end of my segments with Mina Kimes on SportsCenter. You would not do this, and you especially wouldn't do this with a division rival. Why would you let the Raiders into the playoffs? That's stupid.
I am stunned you would do this,
so
Mina Kimes.
Hurt.
That shocks me. Shocks me. Point.
Yeah, void injuries.
2 points, L. Duncan. We'll move on. I should give 3 points. Look at this Dirk statue. Maverick's going to put it outside the arena. This is the prototype. Not putting that outside the arena. But it's got 3 balls in it. L, cool, aura?
Yeah. I think that Dirk Nowitzki helped revolutionize the power forward position, and I love the fact that they commemorated his time as a Harlem Globetrotter when he would shoot 3 balls at a time.
It's a little too many balls. All right, phrasing. Dirk, I like the statue. I actually like the idea of the bigger the player, the smaller the statue. So I think that shouldn't be the prototype. They should stick with it.
L. Duncan, shut it down. Let's go home today.
All right, no doubt today across the media landscape, you're hearing a lot about conspiracies and anniversaries, right? But I've discovered one of my own that I think is a little more delicious. Today is National Bean Day, which doesn't mean much on its own. It is also Rowan Atkinson's birthday. That is the actor that played Mr. Bean. And I just feel like on a day like today, it's much more fun to reminisce about him giving a blind man a haircut than anything else you're listening to today.
Wasn't expecting that FaceTime, but there she is, L. Duncan.
As an ace winner, I appreciate that. Mr.